I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. We must really love tomatoes. Even with farmers markets, CSAs, and farm stands loaded with fresh, locally grown tomato fruits this time of year, we still insist on growing our own. This is even more impressive considering all the problems tomatoes can have. Some insects, such as tomato hornworms, can devour leaves, but they're easy to pick off and drop into a pail of soapy water or kill them with sprays of Bacillus thuringiensis. Whiteflies are easy to kill with insecticidal soap. Blossom end rot is not a disease or insect, but a calcium deficiency caused by fluctuating soil moisture levels. Simply mulch, water regularly, and blossom end rot goes away. No, the big tomato problems are foliar diseases with ominous names, such as septorial leaf spot, bacterial speck, early blight, and the dreaded late blight. These diseases can quickly turn a dark green leafy plant into a brown mess. So, what to do? First, mulch. Many diseases are soil-borne, and during a rain, disease spores splash onto the bottom leaves and infect the plant. Mulch slows the onset of disease. Pick off spotted and yellowing leaves as they form. Compost these leaves, except for late blight, which the whole plant should be bagged and removed. Spray organic fungicides such as Serenade or Copper to slow the spread of disease. Next year, grow disease-resistant varieties such as Defiant, and grow tomatoes in containers. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about new organic Japanese beetle controls. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.